This week's parsha is parsha's Vayetze. Vayetze Yaakov of Beersheva Vayelech Haran. So he goes to Beersheva, from Beersheva to Haran. Vayifka Bamokom. Vayom Shom Kivah Shemesh. Vayikach Me'avne Amokom Vayosim Marososo Vayishka Bamokomahu. Then page 4, Vayira Vayomar Manora Mokom Azeh Einzeh Kim Beis Elokim Vezeh Shar Shemayim. So the Gemara in Pesachim, in Chulin, discusses the following. What happened? He was going to from Beersheva to Haran. Okay? That's the first pasuk. So it's a long trip. And on the trip, he passes by Yerushalayim. That's in the middle of the trip. And he doesn't realize it. So he, mamish, kept going. And he got to Haran. And then he said, how could it be? I skipped over the Mokom HaMikdash. I should have davened there or something. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says in Chulin. So Rashi says, that quotes the Gemara, on the second arrow on page 4. Omer Nishinekar Ha-ha-mori o-valokan. V'zohi k'fitzas ha-aretz. Ha-mori b'shchitas chulin. Shabba beis ha-mikdash l'krosso ad beis el. So, in other words, we have a concept in the Gemara, in Chazal, of k'fitzas ha-derech. So k'fitzas ha-derech normally means that sometimes a person has to go from destination A into destination B, and a miracle happens, and he gets there quicker than he would normally get there. That's a kfitzas haderech. But it's pointed out that over here you have a different type of kfitzas haderech, meaning a person who's going to from place A to place C, and he misses B in the middle. And then he has regret. Oh, he didn't take advantage of place B. And place B is a very harsh of a place. And he went from A to C, passing through B. So he gets to C, and he says, yeah, my C, that means I passed B. I didn't realize it. So Kfitzas HaDerech means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what, brings the place over to you. So over here, he missed. He went from what? Beersheva to Haran. And then he got there and he said, oh! How could I missed the place. So says Rashi, Omer Anisha Nekar Har Muria Volokan, V'zohi Kfitzas Ha'aretz. Here, take a look in the Leket Bar here in Chav Ches. Page 4. In other words, this is not like normally kfitzas haderech means the place is where it is. You gotta get there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a miracle and you get there quicker, right? I'm guessing when he's going for a shit up for you, he had kfitzas haderech. But here, the place, he missed the place. So Hashem said, Har Moriah is not is going to come to you. So what does that mean? Like, how does that work? That the place comes to me, a little bit strange. You know, what is that, you know, like I'm going from here to there, and I missed the place in the middle, and I have Harada, and as soon as I got to place C, I said I must have passed over place B, and I have regret that I didn't
So the Sfas Emes explains on page 10. Take a look at the Sfas Emes.
First, Rashi says, Vayifka Tikin Tfilas Arvis. Loksi Vaispala Lamitha Shekovtsaloha Arts. Venu Muvan Kilperisha Zesha Tikin Tfilas Arvis, Ma Inin Tfisas Arts Lakan. And it's interesting that Rashi says, Vayifka Bamokum, the Chazal say he made Tfilas Arvis. So, in other words, he missed Yerushalayim. He missed the Har HaMoriah. So Hashem brought it to him. And then he made Tfilas Arvis. So it's a little strange. What's the connection that Tfilas Arvis should be Niskan right over here? So the Sfas Emes says like this. He says that the most important thing in life is your rotzo. Is what's your ambition? What's your ambition?
You don't necessarily have to say it could be literally also. If you miss something, he went from Be'er Sheva to Haran and he missed Yerushalayim. So he felt so bad, Hashem brought Yerushalayim to him. It doesn't necessarily mean that physically Yerushalayim came to him, but it means the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, the spirituality of Yerushalayim. A person has that Ratzon, so he really wants, he really feels bad that he missed out on this opportunity, so Hashem, that Koach HaRatzon, brings the Kedusha to you. So that's what it means that Yerushalayim was brought to him. In other words, you don't have to learn literally that the stones of Yerushalayim were uprooted to Har, but the Kedusha of Yerushalayim was brought to him. And that Zel Atzmo Perish Tfilas Arvis Kivade Beis Choshech Eimochem Nizgalus Or Rachal Gei Rotzon Odom. There was, and that's why Yaakov made Tfilas Arvis, because Tfilas Arvis is the one tefillah we do when it's dark. It's dark. So what when we're in darkness and in yeah. When you're in darkness, so like Rabbi Ari Rabbah pointed out that there's Naim LaTorah, he says it's the Gol, Neged the Golos. When there's darkness, so what brings the light is the Ratzon. And that's a very important thing. That a person, you know, first of all, I think the important Musar Haskel, let's think Eli Meir Bloch talks about it, is not to lose out on opportunities. Like, Peter Dasik might have about this, that sometimes a person passes over a place and then he says, you know, I wish I would have taken advantage, I was right there and I missed it. And then he has regret. So sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you an opportunity again. But the key is not to pass over the place.
I think the Rabbi Meir Bloch, the Das talks about this, that the same thing I always say about learning, you know, you learn in yeshiva. A lot of times people, they went through and then they never took advantage of all the opportunities they have. Whether it means a Rebbe, whether it means friends, all the different, you know, every juncture in life, there are always going to be new opportunities to have more friends, right? More friends, more learning, more different things. And sometimes we just pass over it, and then, hey, you say, you know, I was there, and I didn't take advantage of this, that, or the other thing. Just like Yaakov said. I passed by, I was going from Be'er Sheva to Haran,
and I passed by Yerushalayim, which would have been a wonderful opportunity for davening and for everything, and I missed it. So he was lucky, since he really had the yearning for it. So HaKadosh Baruch says, I'm going to bring Yerushalayim down to you. Not necessarily physically, but the Kedusha. And a person, and that we discussed this many times, the Shem Yishuel discussed it, that the Ratzon of a person, that's what creates, that's what Hashem, if Hashem sees you really want something, you really want something very much, then he'll bring that Kedusha to you. You know, there's a vort that's said over. We know that the different Yom Tov are connected to Shalosh Olos. That Pesach is connected to Abraham and Shavuos is going to Yitzchak, and Sukkos is Yaakov. Sukkos is Yaakov. So what's the idea that Sukkos, it says Sukkos by Yaakov Avinu. But the idea that one of the Svarim writes is that Yaakov Avinu, we know that Sukkos, a Sukkah, has the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, believe me, if you can get to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkos, I'd like to be there. But if you can't, Sukkah has Kedusha. So it's a funny kind of thing. You have Kedushas, Eretz Yisrael, two sides. He says, where else can you ever find such a thing over here? Because he came to Korah, he was a Kutzlaris. And he said, I missed it! I missed Yerushalayim! I missed taking advantage! So Hashem said, I'm going to bring Yerushalayim to you. I'm going to bring Kedushas Yerushalayim to you. And so that's the only other place where we have a precedent for having Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in Chutzlaris. And therefore what? And therefore, that's what a Sukkah is. Because a Sukkah has Kedusha in Israel. But why did the Kedusha come? Where did the Kedusha come in the Chut? Because you have that Ratzon. Whereas Hashem says, if a person is a person who really wants a relationship with me, then I'm going to make sure that I'm going to come to him. If a person wants the relationship, I'm going to make sure that. And even though he might have, sometimes we miss out on opportunities. We have sometimes people in dating. This I see sometimes in Talmidim. They dated somebody, and then they broke up. And then they say, oh, wasn't that stupid? I should have, you know, taken advantage. And then sometimes they get back, sometimes they don't go back, sometimes it's too late, sometimes it's not too late. But you know, always make sure every life experience, life opportunity, you know, Yaakov Avinu, he says, I passed it by, I missed the opportunity, but I realized that. So I have a Ratzon, so Hashem brought it to him again. Meaning, he passed by Yerushalayim, he missed it. Hashem says, okay, I'm bringing Yerushalayim to you. Again, not necessarily physically, but the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, and that's what Sukkah is about. Sukkah is about having Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz. And that's, the Medrash also says this on the Pasuk in Tehillim, on page 7. Elokim Eli Atav Hashar Chareka Tzom Melucho Nafshi Kol Melucho Besori Be'eret Siyev Oyev Bili Mayim. So Tzom Melucho Nafshi means, and this Pasuk, the Medrash Rabban on page 9 quotes this Pasuk, Tzom Melucho Nafshi, I have thirst for you, Kol Melucho Besori, is thirst to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Sfasemis writes. The Sfasemis on page 12, he says, Medrash Somech HaNafshi Lefi Godel HaRotzen Latshukas Sheish Ba'odom Avodas Aborei B'mogam Tziyah B'linayim Ken Yuchal Chakak Tatabek B'dusha B'shosha Shemizgal Lo Tzas Ha'ara. That's my young Chomel Yaakov. They used to go to the Chutzlarts. Came to Zachal, they wrote a chuka, but Simon is called Marazu, came to Kodesh Chazisicha. In other words, Yaakov is now in Chutzlarts, but he has Tzomel Lecha Nafshi. He yearns for Hashem, so Hashem says, I bring the Kedusha to you. And that's a big, you know, thing in life about what a person yearns for. And there's a famous pasuk on page 20. Until nichsech v'chov agam kol so nafshi l'chatzos Hashem. Libi u'besori yirandu el kelchai. Nichsech v'chov kol so nafshi. And the Shem Yishmuel says that the Ratzon, a person has a Ratzon, that's like the bias. Because whatever you need, a person has to have a bias. Then he can put things in the bias. If you don't have a bias, where are you going to put your stuff? So you need a pocket, you need a house, you need an apartment, you need something. Then you can bring things. So what's the bias? What's the spiritual bias? The spiritual bias, says the Kedushas Levi in page 21, is the ratzon to do mitzvahs. I wanna do good. I wanna do. So that you build yourself a spiritual bias, then you can bring things in. And that's what it means. Nichsefo gam kalsol nafshi lechatzos Hashem. Anochi el kel beis kel. That's the bias. Bias or other mechin atzmo. And then that's the hachana, the mitzvah. That's the ratzon for the mitzvah. And there's another pasuk, the Parshas Ekev, on page 16. Kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzvecha hayom tishmur lasus. So what does that mean? Kol ha-mitzvah tishmur lasus. So the Kedushas Levi on page 21 says tishmurun. There's a famous pasuk in Vayeshev on page 18. Ve'ikanu bo'echav v'oviv shomar hadover. What does it mean, oviv shomar hadover? So Rashi says mamtin u'metzape mosa yovel. Oviv Shomer Sadover means that he anticipated when is the dream coming true. And Kol HaMitzvah Asher Tishmurun means that a person has to have what? A yearning for the mitzvah. Yeah, we'll start with the yearning. Once you have the yearning, then that's your bias. That's the bias. Kol HaMitzvah Afil Mitzvah She'en Nogim Zman Hazeh. Because for yearning, you could yearn on any mitzvahs. To actually do mitzvahs, not every mitzvah we could do. But we can yearn, call a mitzvah, on everything. And that's the important thing in life. To first, you start off with, what are my priorities? What are my goals? What's important to me? You know, what kind of person do I want to marry? What kind of life do I want to live? What are my yearnings? And that's the bias. That's a spiritual bias. And then you could go and actually do it and get the proper things to be put in. But the Musa Haskell, again, Rabosai, like the Pnina Das says, don't lose out on opportunities that present themselves. Every day in life, there are going to be more opportunities. Every day, you're going to meet different people, you're going to have a different sugya, a different packet, maybe, a different toys. This is today's. See, people sometimes, you know, are always, you know, worried about when am I finishing? When am I making a siyum? Don't think about the siyum. Don't think about, you know, the Vilna Gaon said, don't think about the siyum. Don't think about finishing. Like my friend the Rabbi Daniel Amtsev of Chofetz Chaim. Worry about today's thing. What presents me today? Don't worry. Are you finishing Shas? Are you finishing the Masechta? Worry about the Chofetz Chaim says, as Aaron pointed out. What's for today? What opportunities does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me today? Every day is an opportunity to chesed, for Torah, good things. Today's day is not coming back. So don't say, oh, You know how many people, you know, say, oh, they got to Eretz Yisrael, they wish they would have been learning, you know, in high school or whatever. They wish they so that's these lost opportunities. But then we have the concept of Ratzon. That Ratzon, if you really yearn to it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring things back, or at least give you other opportunities of Kedusha, just like he gave Yaakov Avinu. He missed his opportunity of davening in Eretz Yisrael, davening by the Mokom HaMikdash. But he had that Ratzon, Samalucha Nafshi. So it came back. And that's what Sukkah is. Sukkah is that we have an opportunity. It's sort of interesting, maybe I'm just thinking of that now. The Sukkah is right after Yom Kippur. Because what do we do on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, we think about all the things we did in the year, and maybe not everything was perfect. So we pop our cake. So you know what Hashem does? Now he brings the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael to the Sukkah, just like the Kedusha that Eretz Yisrael, that Yaakov Avinu, he went from Be'er Sheva to Chutz La'aretz, and he passed by Eretz Yisrael to visit. So he felt bad, Hashem brought him to it. So after Sukkot, he felt so bad. I'll hate this, I'll hate that, I'll do all these things during the year that maybe we were not careless about. And Hashem says, okay, you have to see it also, so now go into the Sukkah, and you get all that Kedusha. Just like, that's how some explain, just like Yaakov Avinu. That's why Sukkah is the only mitzvah, the only time where Eretz Yisrael is in Chutz La'aretz, is in the Sukkah. You see, Sukkah, you know, they say that's where Ruach HaKodesh is. You know, sometimes you want to think about something, you go into the Sukkah. And you know, a nice clear night, and you're in the Sukkah, that's like Yaakov, and that's what some part point out, that's like Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is Sukkahs. He's the connected Sukkahs, because Yaakov Avinu, he missed it, and he had that Ratzon Tzadu Hanafshi, and it came back. So we try not to miss. Take advantage, every opportunity you have in life. Okay, sometimes you can't do everything. Sometimes people, you know, have this mentality, I've got to do everything, and then they end up doing nothing, because you can't overload. You know, that. You know, sometimes it works in the reverse, that if you overload yourself with all the, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, and then you end up doing nothing. Within reason, you gotta make sure that you're not overload. Overload is never good. But there's so many opportunities. You just say good morning to the guy next to you. That's a beautiful thing. People don't take advantage of little things in life. Not things necessarily. Little things in life. Opportunities. Especially here in a place like YU, there's so many people here. You know, Baruch Hashem, I feel so blessed that over the years, so many different Talmidim I've met, so many different people. It's a very tremendous bracha. Every new person is an olam olam. You know, every person. And someone said to me about this base medrash. You know, like everyone feels that they're a person here. Sometimes you're in this big base medrash, you feel like the bottle of the elf. You know, but here, you know, you feel everyone feel that they're. You know, sometimes maybe the Kabbalah Shabbos really very but no, it's a good place. And so take advantage of every opportunity, and then always have that Ratzon. And when you have the Ratzon, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so that's the trigger. It says, if you have a Ratzon, I'm going to make sure it happens. And if Hashem knows whether your Ratzon is sincere or not sincere. And that's what Yaakov Avinu. Samo lecha nafshi, kamo lecha besori, be'eret siya ve'oyev b'limoyim. That's the big Chabad nigun. Right? Because that's what it's all about. It's to'elas haratzon v'hashtokikus. That it's all about the ratzon. And Hashem says, and I told you all this, it's Fasemis. It says, Be'ashpos yorin Evyon. So it's about the Evyon. Evyon is on. Why is he called the Evyon? Because he desires Evyon. He needs Evyon. Ratzon. All the ratzon. So sometimes, as Fasemis says, I hear this from Rabbi Olbem, the ratzon, the ashpos, is in the ashpos. So let's see. What things that are really in the ashram. You want to have this type of luxury, that type of thing. It's worth nothing. Who wants an ashram? So Hashem says, in the ashram, you're an evyon. I'm going to take your evyon, I'm going to take your ritzonos, I'm going to be malur. And you should want things of importance. What's important in life? The learning, the chesed, relationships are so important. Relationships. You have a friend, you have a wife, you have a family. You know, some people, they have, Baruch Hashem, you still have grandparents, you know, it's not forever, nothing's forever, but take advantage, call up your grandparents, these are opportunities that you have,
it's not forever. Take advantage of people that you could be closer with, that maybe you're not close with, that you could have that opportunity. Because if you miss the opportunity, sometimes you can Hashem gives it back, sometimes not. But take advantage of every step of the way, and always have the correct rotzon. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will came HaKodesh Chazizicha, as the Sfas Emes points out from the pasuk, that Kedusha will come back to you. There's a shame as well.